My name's PJ. I'm the creative director here. We're really glad you're here this morning. And last week when I got to Crosspoint, Sunday morning around 6:30 last week, I hadn't seen or heard any of the news about what had been going on in Virginia. Probably like a lot of you didn't hear about it until Sunday afternoon, maybe even later in the week, and then even fast forwarding into what's been going on in Barcelona the last couple days. So we might be a little behind on this, but something just really needs to be said for where we are as a people. And I have to say that this entire situation of racism and violence is just completely deplorable. It's not a political issue, it's a heart issue that I think all of us need to work through in some way, in some shape or form. No one should be judged by the color of their skin. Shouldn't take 2 days to denounce it, to denounce hate groups, end of story. And all I can think about when I think about this is, what kind of world are we leaving for our kids? Here are mine. We're an adoptive family. Angie and I choose every single day to be the parents of a mixed-race family. Isaac is literally as white as they come. Clumsy and all. And Eloise is the cutest little brown girl that I have ever laid my eyes on. Ask them if the color of their skin changes how they feel about each other. Ask them if we care. They'll give you the answer that I think we all should be looking for today. Isaac's three best little friends at school are practicing Hindu Indian kids. Their skin color and their faith background doesn't change how much fun they have playing tag or how much they love playing kickball on the playground. Kids don't see that they're different. All they want to do is have fun. They have no clue how to hate. See, hate's a learned behavior. And it stems from fear. And we can't be afraid anymore. As a church, racism and violence should be unacceptable to us. And if we're trying to live like Jesus, we can't accept this kind of world because we can't go backwards. This week, two scriptures keep coming to mind. And the first one is 1 John 4:20. And it says, if anyone says, I love God, but keeps hating someone, he's a liar. He's a liar. For if he doesn't love someone who is right there in front of him, how can he love God whom he has never seen? And the second is from 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power and of love. And it could stop right there and be just as good, but it goes on and says, and of a good mind. I have never been able to understand, looking at history, how good God-honoring people in the 60s were not standing up in the civil rights movement. I mean, a good mind, the way that I read that verse, a good mind says, should say that this is wrong. A good mind should say everyone should have a place at the table. A good mind should say we're all people and we all bleed the same damn way. But the part of that Timothy verse that I struggle with the most is the love part. Because I don't want to love people that hate. I want to hate them right back. For every act of violence they cause, for the world they try to create, for the fact that my daughter may have to grow up looking over her shoulder for the rest of her life. And that is unacceptable to me. But if I give in to that hate, I'm no better than the people causing the hate problems. I can't hate the haters without inciting more hate. It's a lose-lose fight. So we have to choose to use our power to love our enemies. It's a supernatural thing. We can't do that without the grace of God. And it's really hard because it pisses me off. But then there's that stupid verse in John 1 that says, if I say I love God, but I still hate, then I'm a liar. So we have to lean into who God is. He's a rescuer, he's a deliverer, he's an adopter. He is our strength, he is our hope for a better tomorrow, and he is a flat out better way. So I want us to learn a new song right now that I think is the song that the church needs, that we need as a people. Listen to these lyrics. It says, you unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies until all my fears are gone. Because I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. That is a picture of a world that I can get behind. That's the kind of world that we need to be pushing for. We can't go backwards. We can't go backwards. Let's sing.
Hey, if you could just stay standing. Normally I ask you to sit right now. If you could just stay standing, we're just going to pray in just a little bit. Appreciate it. Hopefully most of you are able to catch what PJ shared before that song. I love that song because it speaks to our identity in Christ. That's who we are. We are God's child. And it also serves as a reminder for us to view other people the same way, that they are children of God. The Bible talks about, in the very beginning of the Bible, how we are created in the image of God. We are all image bearers of our Creator. And with that, that means there's an element, not even an element, there's a dignity, right, that's associated with that. I hope it goes without saying that here at Crosspoint, we stand against any form of racism, any form of discrimination. We want to be a place that is welcoming. We want to be something that reflects our Creator, that we all bear His image, that we all have intrinsic value, and that we need to respond with love and not hate. We need to do something that is supernatural, that goes beyond politics, that goes beyond legislature, that goes beyond statues, right? All these things, it's supernatural, it's divine. And so, if you would, we wanted to stand in unity this morning, and we wanted to pray, so pray with me. God, we come before you, and we do pray for our country. We do pray for each and every one of us today, God, that you would just break our hearts for the things that break your heart, God. We pray for our country. We pray for our lack of understanding. We pray for our sinful ways, God. God, forgive us those times when we have not seen people the way that you see others, God. God, I pray that you would impress upon each and every one of us that we want to go beyond just the words that we say, the things that we post on social media, God, but we are truly agents of change. We believe that not only our country and our world will change, God, when our hearts change. Legislation, laws are well and good, God, but we know nobody's hearts change as a result of those things, God. May we truly, as your image bearers, reflect your character, God, which is to do something supernatural, which means loving people that we don't know or understand, that we would be led by love, God, and that we would not respond to hate with hate. And that's hard, and that's difficult, and that's why we need you, God. So we pray that there would be more of us that there'd be more of you in us, God, that we would reflect that. And as a result, our community and our world would change and would see that difference, God. And we just ask all this in your name we pray. Amen.